Hello. Hey everybody, it's Melissa here on Audio Boom, and it's Zappa! Hello, furry boy! He's relaxing. Hi, buddy. You want a belly rub? You want a belly rub? Oh, you're way over there. Oh, fine. Anyway, well, he'll come to me. I'm sitting here on the floor. Anyway, so I've got two questions or two things to bring up in this audio boom. First and foremost is Siri with apps. Lately, both hubby and I are having trouble getting Siri to open apps. I don't mind opening apps manually because, I mean, hell, you know, when we had the iPhone 4, and I don't think we had Siri with the 4S, but I don't think we could launch apps until the iPhone 5, I think. I'm not sure. Or until iOS 6, I think. I'm not sure. Anyway, the point being, having Siri launch an app is one of the most beautiful functions of Siri. And Siri, unfortunately, is refusing to launch apps. Now, I've had issues in the past where I would add my Dial-A-Ride, their reservation number. The company is called Sundial, and I would say, call Sundial, and Sundial would be in my contacts. And she would give me, like, the possibility is Sundial on Harry Oliver Trail, and it would give their, like, main Sunline Transit number. When I want the reservationist number, it is called Sundial and it is in my contacts. So I came up with a solution. I'm going to start naming it Dial A Ride. So I will rename it. As a matter of fact, I tried even setting up an auto dialer for my home voicemail service. And believe it or not, guys, I called it home voicemail. I called it voicemail box. I called it my answering service. And it kept saying, one possibility is studio neighbor home service or something. It never let me call who I wanted in my contacts. So finally, believe it or not, guys, I actually named our home voicemail service Zappa. Yeah. So Zappa's in my contact list. So if you hear me say call Zappa, it's because I'm calling my home voicemail service. I finally stopped giving it a company name, and I just finally called it Zappa. So Zappa has a number in my phone, so I can call him and check our voicemail, and he'll go, no, I'm just kidding. But Siri, lately, like when I would tell her, open Netflix, she would say, you don't seem to have an app named Netflix. Shall I look for it the app store? I clearly have Netflix because I was watching Netflix. I would say, open Uplayer. And it would say, you don't seem to have an app named Uplayer. Shall I look for this on the App Store? My husband has an app called Lightsaber. It's a lightsaber duel app. Again, he gets the same message. And just now, I told it to open Audio Boom, and it opened Audio Bus. Audio Bus is too... I mean, where did it get bus from Boom? What is going on with Siri? Are you guys all having trouble with that? That's like one of the major irritations. Now here's the second part of my Audio Boom. And this is more of a curiosity Audio Boom. Lately, I've had more than one friend on an Android phone send me a text message with an attached audio file. I'm able to play the file, no problem. But how do I send them back an attached audio file? They want a response that's, you know, if I could, I would dictate it in text, but I sometimes have to think about what I'm going to say before I say it. Or I could type it with a Bluetooth keyboard. But if this person wants an attached audio file, what's the way to go about it? Because obviously the iMessage won't work because they're on an Android. And I've had like three different friends send me what they call .amr files. How do you send an attached audio file to somebody who uses an Android phone? Apple Play, it plays these files, no problem. But how do you record a message and send it? Now, is there supposed to be a workflow that does it? Is there supposed to be, you know, like where you could record a voice memo, have it converted? I did try to do it a workflow at one point where I recorded something, then encoded the media, then saved to Dropbox, then I think a get file, and then tweet the link. And it's actually this new hashtag that we've adopted called Audio Flow. That was when Jane and Diego were here. And we, you know, we're having a good time. So, with Audio Flow fully adopted, my question is, how does someone send an audio message and attach it to a text message that can be played by any phone, either Apple or Android? It can't be an audio message. So, that's my question about that and about workflow. Is there something we could do with workflow? Is there an app that'll do this? You know, just out of curiosity, because it's something that, you know, I've been wanting to do, and I've been wanting to send them an audio attachment where they could just pick it up and listen to it, or put on their headphones and listen to it and do whatever it is they're doing and whatever. Because sometimes some people will send me a long audio attachment and I'll have to mentally make notes of everything, and then I'll have to text them a long reply. Sometimes. That doesn't happen all the time. But that's kind of why I wanted to know about how to send audio attachments through a text message that can be played by either an Apple or Android. Personally, I think the other person that's all my friends, well, one of those friends is on WhatsApp, so we've stopped using text messaging and we've gone to WhatsApp. But I still have like two or three others that still send me the audio attachments as a text. And while I think that's really cool, it's kind of hard to reply back to them, especially if they send me really long messages. So that was my thing. And also, too, guys, recently an Audio Boom app update came out. I really am not liking this Audio Boom update. I mean, I didn't like the previous one too much, but I, how do I say this nicely? Like, the recording screen is way different. It's just different. It's not what I was used to. I'm not going to sit here and complain and say, I don't like it, meh, meh, meh. But I find the app a bit more disappointing to use, sadly. And I'm hoping that that changes.
Pause recording, but 8 minutes and 47 seconds of 10 minutes and 0 seconds.
So,
0 for 8 minutes and 50 seconds of 10 minutes and 0.
So, I have about a minute left. I remember when it used to do the countdown, you had 1 minute remaining, time remaining. Now it's time elapsed. So, that's another thing I'm also getting used to. Okie dokie. Well, folks, thank you guys so much for listening to this audio boo. Boom. Sorry, I still have that habit of saying audio boo. I will talk to you guys later. And yeah, send me any
0% and just 9 minutes and 26 seconds of time.
Send me a tweet at @morning_song on Twitter if you have any answer to my questions. Or, well, you really can't DM me on the app, so just send me a mention to @morning_song. Okie dokie, folkies. That's right.
0%, 9 minutes and 45 seconds.
Alrighty, folks. Well, you take care. Have a wonderful day. And we will talk to you soon. Say bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Dork. That's my husband. Say bye-bye.